So anyway, that will do it for this week's episode. As always, I welcome comments, criticisms, and cooking tips, unless you are married to me.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Lions Pride Tavern podcast number 348, 7 years in. Tonight, we talk about our raid, right? Avarice of the Shadowed Crucible. Plus, we actually did Wrath of the Lich King Classic.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun!
But before all that, let's start off with introductions. I'm your host, Fafford. I play a Dwarven Beastmaster Hunter in the awesome game World of Warcraft. Next up is not Mac, or not Lorelei, but Mac.
Hey, it's Mac. And on a recent trip to Boston, I found out that the dress code for a Brazilian steakhouse doesn't include a shaving requirement.
God, Mac.
Things have been a little breezy since then.
Yeah. Mrs. Mac, please, can I get a ding?
A full Thank frying you. Pan.
And there's Mrs. Mac.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Mac. I play pink-haired gnomes that like to kill Mac.
And Miss Lystra.
Hey, everybody. Lystra here. I'm back from the medic, it seems like.
Well, you work with all those little petri dishes.
Oh, no? My God. They are just little germ factories.
They are.
You know, I did pretty good last year, but, man, they snot and sneeze all over. It's just so disgusting.
And I winter's them, not but, even here yet.
Oh, I know. And I'm really kind of concerned about it. It's like, I've got, bless their little hearts. Bless their little hearts.
For you, winter's not here yet.
I have got a little guy that loves to just hang on my arm, but unfortunately he touches everything. So.
You're a little grubby there, buddy.
I love you, but please, hand sanitizer, elbow, yeah. Something.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh.
Well, what's going to be amazing is 20 years from now, he's going to come up to you and go, Miss Lystra, you are the best teacher ever.
Man, I can only hope. I can only hope.
You'd be surprised. I still run into kiddos out in the world that I had years ago, and they remember me.
Yep.
Wow.
I can't explain it. There's just something about it.
They go, wow, you looked old then. No.
He's just asking for those frying pans tonight.
Oh, man.
You want to sleep on the sofa again, Mac?
Yeah, you know. I was gone for a week. Eh?
It doesn't mean you have to make up for it, dear.
I missed you.
Yeah, right.
That's what I say too.
Well, he was saving up all of his jokes till he got back.
Uh-huh.
little practice.
Well, on a really nice note though, Mrs. Mac, everybody that listened to the podcast last week said they could barely hear Mac.
Well, yeah, I was on a different headset. I'm sorry.
I was so happy about that because I couldn't hear him that well either.
Now, somebody's in charge of doing the recording didn't turn the volume up, but
I had you all the way up. I swear to God, I had you cranked. It just I thought the meters were looking good and I was like, all right, well he'll be all right.
Well, I apologize. I was working off of my laptop and a headset, so
off of his phone.
Yeah.
I mean, using your hotspot on your phone.
Yeah. You're lucky I didn't cut out every 20 seconds or so.
No, No, it was only every 30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it actually didn't do too bad. So Mac was doing a remote broadcast.
I do that.
Yeah.
That's the first time you've done that.
I know.
The first one we did is when we went up to meet Epistle up in Canada, and ours sounded just like you. I mean, it was all really tinny and quiet because I recorded it all on our phone.
Right. Wah, 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 yeah. Wah, wah, wah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will tell you that Brazilian steakhouse, that was awesome.
Oh, that was really a thing.
Yeah, yeah. They really have a Brazilian style steakhouse. And what they do is you go inside there and they've got a little center board over there, kind of like a salad bar, but they have different meats and all sorts of stuff around there. So you can go gather that up on your tray or plate. You go back, sit down at your table, and they give you this little puck. It looks like a coaster. And one side is green, the other side is red. And if you have the green side up, these guys come up out of the kitchen with this. They have steak, they've got ham, they've got chicken, they got bacon wrapped steak, bacon wrapped chicken, and it's on a skewer, and they bring it out and they cut it off and put it on your plate. And they just keep coming by and keep coming by until you flip the little puck over to red and like, I'm done for a little bit. But yeah, I enjoyed about 2 hours there, and I definitely got my money's worth.
So it was like kebabs?
No, they're like huge skewers that you put on like a rotisserie.
Oh, okay.
They're huge.
Okay.
Oh, they're gigantic. Yeah, they come by and they just slice it. Would you like
just shave some off? Oh, I got you. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, some of this. It's like, yes, I think I will.
I thought the red and green was going to be like, mild and hot.
No. One is go, the other is stop.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I've never been to one. I've never even seen them before.
I've seen them on a couple of cooking channels, and they were right in the hotel I was staying at. There was one it's not owned by the hotel, but they rent space in the hotel, and I'd walk by there every night. They just smell. It was like, that's delicious. That smells great. And I went. So last night we were there. I had to go in and try it out, and it tasted as good as it smelled. It was awesome.
Okay, so I'm curious. So it's not a hotel. Restaurant, but do they charge hotel prices?
They were actually better priced. I mean, it was like $65, but for an all you can eat type, steak and stuff was.
And it was good size, good portion. Oh, yeah.
They just keep coming by and cutting off what you want. I mean, it's like, yeah, wow. You go out, you leave out of there very full. If you go in there a little hungry, and it's awesome.
I will definitely keep my eyes out for that.
Oh, it was delicious. It was much better. The hotel has a little bar and grill type thing that it was at, but man, you want to talk about prices being outrageous.
Oh yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. So
yeah, that was the hotel. The one that the hotel owned was crazy prices. But the first night I got there, I didn't know the area. So I ate dinner there and I was like, holy moly, they're not going to be reimbursing me for this whole thing.
When we went to Boston, my husband had to have their limits for work upped twice because it was so expensive out there.
That's on his credit card?
Yeah.
Oh, I found
unreal.
After I had been there, a few days, I found there's a Chick-fil-A. There's a Chick-fil-A around the corner. There's a burger place around the corner. I mean, I had a burger one night at the. Came back and I had a burger at the hotel. It was like $25 for a burger and fries. It was like, oh my God. And then there's a burger place around the corner where I can get twice as much or half as much.
Yeah. Well, I've been going to this taco place for many, many years. And I decided to go one afternoon at work. It's just down the road from my hotel. So I drive down there. I go through the drive-thru. I order the same thing I normally do. It's a soft shell taco. I should say it's a hard shell taco with a soft shell with refried beans on it wrapped around the hard shell. Okay. And then they have these little potatoes, seasoned potatoes, and a drink. And I get up there to the window and he's like, that'll be $15. I'm like, what? $15 freaking dollars. $2 for one taco? Come on. It's amazing how food's getting so expensive.
Oh, yeah. They up the cost for the labor, and then and prices of food's going to go up. Just what it is.
Well, so I took my daughter. I had to go into work today. One of our doors, the handle, it was locked, and somebody forced it, and it binds up the handle. So I just had to go take it apart, and it pops out, and then I just put it back together. It's really simple to fix, but it was my daughter and I that were home, and I said, "Hey, you want to go into work with me? Well, I fix this lock and I'll take you to lunch." So she's like, yeah, sure. So we go to Buffalo Wild Wings first, and they are just packed. And we're like, well, we're not going there. So we went to Old Chicago, which is just a pizza joint. And we each had a small personal pizza. $50 for the two of us. And we had a little individual pizza, like a personal pizza and drinks. That was it.
Yeah, but what are you drinking and how much, Fafford?
it was just soda.
Oh, you weren't doing your Mac impression?
No.
Oh.
I did. Speaking of that, I did have to go into the hotel the other night. It was Friday night, I believe, last week. The hotel called and said, the elevator's not working. I'm like, oh, all right. I'll go in there and see what I can do. The door's stuck shut on the sixth floor. And the elevator won't come off the sixth floor. So I was like, well, I got to call the elevator repair guy. Well, he wasn't coming out after hours. He's like, I just got home. But he says, I'll meet you there in the morning. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. We got two elevators. So he shows up the next morning and he hooks up all of his diagnostic equipment. And he goes, well, that's weird. It's just showing the doors partially. It's not completely closed. It's almost closed, but it won't open. So he goes up. We go up to the sixth floor and he grabs this little tool, which opens the door, and he forces it open. And there was a receipt stuck in the door. Like, somebody crumpled up the receipt and threw it on the ground. And I was like, God. So I grabbed the receipt and I undid it and I looked at it. $650. Drinks only.
Nice.
He had two bottles of wine that were $150 a bottle. And then he ordered champagne. And then they had just their regular, they were like special drinks. Drink specials, I should say. I was like, holy crap, that's a lot of drinking. And it reminded me of Mac.
So, honey, be thankful when you see my bar tab when it comes
up. Yeah, I've been watching the credit card, and as everything hits, I'm paying it off.
Well, I was lucky. I talked to the concierge the first night I was there, and I said, hey, is there a liquor store within walking distance?
Yeah.
Because there was one right around basically right around the corner. So I went up and I can get a glass of bourbon before I go to bed, and whatever, grabbed that. And I was eating at that hotel bar later on that evening, and there was a guy that ordered the exact same bourbon I had up in my room, $20 for a glass.
And how much did you pay for your bottle?
It was about $49.
Okay.
Almost, but it was like, yeah, I'm going to get a lot more than one glass. That holy crap! I was just like, wow. He on the plus side, he did get the big ice cube instead of the little room service ice cubes. But
he got the nicer ice cubes.
He got the nicer ice cube. Yeah, his ice cube was like $20.
Well, we have that at the hotel too. We have two different ice machines. We have one that does like a crushed ice, and we have one that does like big square chunks. I mean, huge, huge. We're talking, probably 2.5 inches by 2.5 inches square.
Yeah. I've got a little ice thing here in the office that I can do that with.
Yeah. So, I mean, they do that because they say they don't want to water the drinks down, so they use the bigger cubes, which I was like, well, isn't that just more water?
Eventually, yeah.
And doesn't it take up more space so you can't put more alcohol in it?
Well, that's what that's so your 20, their 20 bucks goes a lot further. Yes. but yeah, fun. No, it was fun. No, we did a lot of walking. And I was walking by, we went to the Cheers bar that they have down there in Boston.
Yep.
Where they did the filming, and you go by a park that's down there, and I'm walking by the fence line, and there's these bushes but on the fence line, and I'm walking up and this bush starts shaking, and this thing jumps out in front of me. I had the split second, you know, I'm from Alaska. So I had the split second of what the hell jumped out. I mean, moose, bear, and then it looked as a squirrel. And it's like, and then I start thinking I'm in Boston. They don't have any bears and moose around here. It's like,
I thought you were going to get flashed.
He sends me a picture of the squirrel.
It's got a big bushy tail. Yeah.
Yeah, they're big squirrels.
You don't have squirrels, do you?
We do, it's but a they're squirrel. A lot smaller.
Yeah, they're small.
Okay. They don't have any light to grow, man.
No. Yeah.
It was like me and my first moose in the road. I'm like, yeah. It's a squirrel, and
it's almost rabbit size. And these guys are acorn fed, and I'm sitting there going, "Yeah, they've got to be delicious."
Well, they are.
To the hawks, they are.
Yeah. Well, the squirrels back east, they actually have, like, they go out and shoot them.
Yeah, I know.
For food.
I rabbit hunt, so I was looking at it with a different light there for a minute, but you know they. Would probably frown upon that when I was down there, but you know,
when I was in,
you were at the park with the swan boats.
Probably.
You never got that deep into the park, did you?
Oh yeah, I was over at off of it starts at a trying to remember the name of the road. Anyways, yeah. And I am so glad I couldn't imagine going there without my Google Maps. Is the roads the roads down there in Boston? What the hell, people? I mean, it's like here.
Dude, you've never driven in St. Paul, then?
Here, everything's laid out in a grid. It's like north, south, you know, east, west. It's kind of squared off. It's real easy to find your way around. There, it's like a wagon wheel. You come in, it's like the road doesn't take a sharp right turn, a 90-degree turn. It takes like a 45 or a 15. And yeah. I don't know how many times I walked by. It was like, oh, I know my way back to the hotel. This isn't easy. And I'd walk down and then I'd look a little. This doesn't look familiar. I'd open up my Google Maps and go, oh, well, crap. I was half a block back. I was supposed to make a right-hand turn. Or a,
aren't they all still cobblestone or brick?
A lot of them
There
are.
Were some of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and brick all over the place. I mean, beautiful architecture. We had a blast. And we took, you know, we went out to Salem and, you know, did the witch trial the witch trial thing. walked around Salem and had fun over in Salem and came back to the hotel.
There's supposed to be a Salem witch museum
there is.
Yeah, okay. I've always wanted to go to that. I think that'd be cool.
And everything set up on your iPhones. You know, we don't sell tickets. You have to have tickets to get in, but we don't sell it. You have to pull it up on your get your QR code off your phone. Or buy it out, you know, get the thing online, and then you get, anyways, it was just weird.
Interesting. There's a lot of stuff doing that nowadays.
He calls me from Boston, honey, will you please make sure I'm checked in on the plane again like you did when I left?
I don't have the passwords all set up. She's got all the passwords. I couldn't figure out the password on my phone. So.
Well, you're talking about the QR codes. We have that for our valets. So instead of tipping cash, which they love, they have a QR code set up on their ticket. So when you park your car, they give you a ticket and they keep a ticket and put it on your keys. And then right on that ticket is a QR code that you can tip right there. And they hate that because the company now sees their tips.
No, it's taxable. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and then of course our housekeepers saw that. Now they want it for the rooms. And I'm like, guys, I understand, you know, you want tips for your rooms, which a lot of people do tip, and you should tip your housekeeper because they have, I am not kidding you. I've been in the hotel industry for years and they have the toughest job and they're paid the least amount of money. I mean, literally they get paid pennies on the dollar. Of course, you don't need any education to clean a room. You know, I mean, they will show you exactly how they want the bed made, how they want the bathroom clean, and the towels put in there, and the whole bed. All you got to do is do that in every single room. But they get paid just above minimum wage. So if you're traveling people, please tip your housekeeper. So that's just my, I don't care about the valets. They're nice guys.
I feel so ashamed.
You should.
I left them some bourbon.
Yeah, well, so I know my valets get that all the time too. Somebody will come down with a cooler and they're going on a plane. What the hell are they going to do with a cooler? They go, hey, you guys want a cooler? It's got some beer and some salsa in it. It's like, they're like, yeah.
Well, for me it was like, oh, I could probably finish that up tonight, but I'm not sure I'll wake up in time for the flight. Yeah, it was that four hour time difference was kicking my butt.
Oh yeah. Oh, big time. Word. I remember when I was stationed on the East Coast and I'd come back to Montana, and that's only 3 hours, but it's still enough, or 2 hours.
Yeah,
it's still enough to kick your butt because you're like, you know, oh, it's 8 o'clock here and 10 o'clock back east when I normally go to bed. That's why I'm so tired at 8 o'clock.
Oh, the conference I was going to, you know, things started at 7, so I was. And I had to get a bus from my hotel. I mean, there was shuttle bus for the convention, but the shuttle buses started running at 6 a.m. and you wanted to get that 6 a.m. one so you could get something to eat before you went into your conference room. So I was getting up at like 4:30 in the morning, which, you know, right, back here is like midnight 30.
Yeah.
So I was having a hard time falling asleep the first few days there. So I think the first 3 or 4 days I didn't have more than like 4 hours of sleep a night. It was terrible.
Yeah. And so was the bed comfortable? That's always the big thing.
It was comfortable. I my head would hit the pillow and you know, towards the end, it was just, I hit the pillow out. I go, the first couple nights I couldn't sleep, but
yeah, that's the way I am. It's not my bed. I'm not familiar with it. You know, I've got my bed set up the way I like it at the right, you know, comfort level. And then you go to some other bed and it's like, this one's too hard. This one's too soft. I'm like Goldilocks. It's got to be just right.
I'm not waking up in the middle of the night with Mrs. Mack handing, you know, standing over me with a pillow trying to smother me, you know.
Well, I'd hope not, so nobody's standing over you in the middle of the night.
Oh, you know.
You never know. Oh.
Yeah, well, with him in his mouth, you know.
Right?
It's all good. Well, it's all good.
Weren't you there with your HR department?
I was out there with the HR director. Yeah, we had fun. And then we all got together and had dinner one night at the Cheers Bar. There's pictures. They started talking about something and I went off on a rant.
Have a job?
We've got a meeting with me and the safety manager. They're really good about talking safety at work, and I was pointing out a few things where, yeah, it's really good. You guys have these big safety meetings and all this other stuff, but when it comes to practice, you guys don't practice what you preach. And she goes, and then she got a little things. They were a little, this is not how it works. And I said, well, it does work. Let me tell you about what's going on.
Right.
And I won't go into it on the podcast, but I went on to this big long rant and she goes, well, we'll meet together with so-and-so when you get back, we need to address these concerns. And I said, really?
He's like, well, that was the Scotch talking.
Now he was told whatever happens in Boston stays in Boston. Yeah, so gonna be interesting.
Yeah. I was going to say, this isn't true.
Yeah. Oh, it's all good. No, we had a conversation the next day, and it's all good. I said I didn't mean to rant that hard, but I said this is something that just happened before we left. Before I left to go to Boston, I was a little irked about it.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Well, sometimes it just, you know, you don't want to say anything, but sometimes it needs to be said.
You know. Oh, I need it needs to be said because I'm the one that defends these guys when things go wrong. Yeah. So anyway.
Well, it's just like me. I got, you know, I have to maintain fire safety in the hotel, and I tell banquets, you can only have out the sternos for your Schaefer dishes that are in use. All the rest of them have to go in the flammable locker. Do you think I can get them to put them back in the flammable every freaking day?
I walk by
and there's a brand new case sitting there. It's like, you guys cannot have these out. Cannot have these out.
OSHA comes in, does an inspection, we're going to get fined.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, the fire department can walk in anytime, they want, you know, and that's all they got to see. And then they'll be back. I guarantee it. So, you know, I mean, you know, what's worse? Burning a house, burning a hotel down with 147 rooms? I don't think so. You know, there's reasons we have these in place. So I get to be the little
HR person.
Yes. That was not the word I was going to use, but it's better.
I know it's than... not, but I was.
Yeah. Thank you, Mrs. Mack. Appreciate it.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all fun. It's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt. No.
Yes. It's very true. So, all right. Well, we should probably talk a little World of Warcraft.
What is this World of Warcraft?
I know, right? Well, and even worse, what is this classic you guys were doing today?
Welcome to Classic.
Oh man, Mac missed it.
Oh, I didn't miss the first part of it.
No, but you missed the rest of it. You talk the first part, I'll do the second part.
All right, we were doing heroics this morning, and Mrs. Mack decides to call me on the cell phone because she's down in the basement, and she doesn't want to stumble up the stairs to come get me. So she, do you have a tank? I was like, well, you know, I got a tank, and we need a tank. I was like, all right. So I said, all right, I'm not super well geared. I don't want to do heroics and stuff, And I get up and I get on the computer and it's like, yeah, we're running heroics. It's like, oh, great. All right, we'll see how this goes. And we did all right. We had a couple deaths. My tank is just for I've got a tank that's a gatherer for doing crafting, not for dungeoning. So I was pulling a dungeon, Old Kingdom for the first time. And I've been through it a lot of time with my other tunes, so it's like, I know the dungeon, but, and I was trying to do little skip things, and that caused us problems because we had mobs that would sneak in and attack Mrs. Mack, and as I was trying to save her, she would die spectacularly, and then the whole party would die. But yeah, we did okay. We got finished. We did the hero, got out of there, paid our repair bills, and then I went and took a nap.
Nice.
And then when he was done taking a nap, we went and we had four and we needed one more for TOC, and Tumlo came on. So we snagged Tumlo and we went and we did TOC. And I have never done TOC all the way through. This was my first time, and oh my word. But we had heroic going, for a good, or not heroic, but classic going for a good couple of hours. It was so much fun. Drunken Public was there, and Wicked Fiend, what's his name? Arkham's Inmate. Sorry, guys, I'm having a brain cramp here.
Dave
the Lock. And we just went and had a riot. It was so much fun. And I'm not one who's big on dungeons or battlegrounds or any of that stuff, because I'm the one that's normally kicked out on a pug, so I don't do them. But oh my gosh, we had a lot of fun.
That's awesome. She didn't hear, have the little internal whispering, maybe we should kick Mrs. Mack. I know they thought about that me when I was tanking. Jamie, Christmas.
Yeah, well, no. They actually, I mean, we As Drunk in Public put it, you know, hey, we're all here. We're going to learn, okay? Y'all don't know this. We need to get you through this so we can start doing more stuff. And it was the first Saturday in a long time that we had enough people.
Yeah, cool. So if you, guys, if you're listening, Classic is your Billywick. Or I should say your thing. Maybe our audience doesn't know what a Billywick is. Anyway.
Bailiwick.
Well, okay. I'm from Montana. It's Billywick here. So Bailey left when Billy stayed. Anyway. you can join our Discord channel. The link is in the description of the podcast that you can join us. And then, you know, we've had several people join this last week. And they're like, what server are you guys on? So we'll let you know what server, who to get a hold of, whether you're playing Classic or Retail. Jump in our Discord. It's a public Discord, so by all means, everybody's great here. Usually we can get you, you know, a guild invite almost right away.
Well, you've had a ton more people join up again. I couldn't believe how the server was going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going nutsies.
So, I mean, these guys would love to have you for Classic, and, you know, you can jump in some Heroic Classic, or, you know, you can get in some Retail. You just got to meet the requirements for the raid. We are doing Heroics right at the moment in our Retail raid, but even Mac, I think, got somebody invited to our server.
Yes, he did. It's a very cold server. Day in a very bad place.
Because he said, oh, I can get you in there. I'm like, do you know how to log into Retail?
Yeah, everything looks so weird while I'm in there.
Right? There's dragons, and there'd be dragons here.
Well, I'm just glad to be back on my desktop because I can get on the screen, and I've got a lot larger screen, so I can actually read when people are typing stuff to me.
Oh,
a little I like. It's like, what the hell? Yeah. I need a magnifying glass, something.
I like the bigger screens too, because then you can see in the game, whatever game you're playing, you can see further. And you see, oh, that little dot, that's got to be a guy right there. You know. True. If you're on your laptop, it's like, I don't see shit.
What did you type to me? I've got everything maxed out. And also, Classic, that's another thing. The fonts in Classic, the largest font is really large. You go into Retail, the largest font is like tiny. It's like, oh my God. Us old people are having a hard time to see this, people.
Well, you know, I got this brand new monitor while Mac was out, and this is so funny. Daughter called us. She was at Walmart, and they had 32-inch curved monitors on sale for $100, which is like unheard of up here. So she tells me about this. I said, well, yeah, here, let me send you some money real quick. Bing, 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 send her the money. And she brought the monitor over. And about that time, Matt calls and he says, what did she just bring? I said, a box. And I left it at that. You know, he got home. He got to decide if he wanted the 32-inch one or if he was just gonna let me hang on to it and put it with my new Mac Mini. So.
Nice.
Yes.
We keep her happy.
So my engineer and I last week, we ran into a TV issue. The TV worked, but there was no sound. And so we're going through all of our diagnostics, trying to figure out what's going on. Found out the soundboard had shorted out in the TV. So I'm like, well, we're going to have to buy a new TV because it's going to cost more for a technician to come and look at this and put a soundboard in than it would be to buy a brand new one. So he goes, well, we'll just go throw it away. And I'm like, oh, no. Now, this just now became a 55-inch computer monitor.
Exactly.
You know, there's no sound. You don't need it yet, right? And he just looked at me like, wow, that's a great idea. It's like, yeah, it's 1080p. It's 4K. These are fantastic TVs. I'm actually, I got to hold on to it. We can't make it a monitor yet because it still may be under warranty. I got to call into LG, but they haven't gotten back to me. But I'm assuming it's probably still under warranty.
I need a bigger desk.
Right?
You know, that's the difference between gamers and regular people. We just see things a little bit
differently. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
I see things a lot differently.
Yeah, but that's the scotch.
And bourbon.
And bourbon, yeah.
I found one
whiskey.
A good
What's that song? One whiskey, one scotch, one bourbon.
I don't know. All I know is the
one beer.
A good bourbon is much less expensive than a good scotch. So.
Too funny.
I blame RP Govan. He's the one that got me hooked on some of these bourbons that are actually pretty decent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's a Marine. He'll get you hooked. All right. So, Classic went great. That's good.
It did.
The other thing I want to mention, guys, if you can, we are rapidly approaching where we have to pay for the podcast. So if you have a little spare cash, I know we just got done talking about how food prices are going up and everything. We pay quite a bit for the hard drive space for this podcast to be on, and the bandwidth that you use to download the podcast. Now, I just had a couple of people this last week in Discord say, I found your podcast. I've been listening to them at work, just, you know, going nuts over it. So that's fantastic, guys. We really do appreciate the info like that. But there again, if we don't get enough donations in, because we haven't had any advertising this year so far.
Heard from other advertisers.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those things, you know, I mean, when you think of advertising, you want to get the biggest bang for your buck. So you get these companies that, you know, they understand gamers and, you know, if their product is geared towards gaming, like the last one we had were a couple of books. And they were fantasy books. So they're, you know, they're geared towards the gaming community, you know, I mean, those people that like fantasy and stuff. So it worked out really well for us, but those don't come along all the time. So if you can, we have it set up so you can donate monthly if you'd like. And we're talking, you know, $5. That's what you pay for a cup of coffee now because prices have gone up so much. If you donate that, and we've got regulars that do that every month, it's a $5 or a $10 donation from them. And that's fantastic. We love those guys. And we really appreciate it because it just helps us out. Because it helps me out, I should say, because if I don't get the donations in by the time we're due, which is the end of the year, but, that's, you know, we're October now. I got to fork over that cash, and you know, that hurts because we're literally talking, it's very expensive. But, the reason I go with this particular, company that does our podcast is because they upload it to, I think it's 13 different sites that, people can download from. So it's automatically done to Apple, Google, I mean, all of the major ones, and then a bunch of other ones. And we've got fans listening to us from all over the world. I think we're one of the top searches when you do podcasts, World of Warcraft podcasts. We're right up there because if you join our Discord, every week I post where we're at in the top 14,000 podcasts that are in the gaming category. I post where we're at. And I'll let the cat out of the bag. Last week, we were number 3. But this week, we're number 2.
Yeah, we went back up.
Out of 14,000, yes. So there's one podcast we just can't beat. They have just a few more people, but we're getting there. You know, we're in our 7th year.
Fafford just needs help. You know, we need help paying for the podcast because, you know, trying to get a dollar bill out of Fafford's hands, you got to pry the little fingers open.
No. Right?
Well, and let me help you out here. Let me help you out, people.
Yes.
Because It is October now. And I was going to add this later, but well, we can do this now.
Sure.
It's October. You know what's right around the corner?
Ho, ho, ho.
You got
and
it, people.
If you live in Alaska, it's going to take a little time to get here because they do give us free shipping. But most times when you get free shipping to Alaska, they put it on a barge. So most people get free shipping in like a week, and we get it in 3 to 6. So.
Yes. So what we're saying is, if you want it, maybe you've got some people you want to buy some stuff for. Hi, have you seen our store? Yeah, it's got a lot of great sweatshirts, people.
Yeah. Yes.
Sweatshirts. It's time. And we get a piece of that. And that can also help pay for the podcast.
Yes, it does.
So there is your thing. You want you want one of our great coffee cups? We got a bunch of them. You don't see what you want? You can design it. We have all the logos out there. You can make it happen.
Yep.
It's amazing. Get your sweatshirt. I need a new sweatshirt. I'm thinking I'm going to go out there and buy myself a sweatshirt.
Yeah, say Lions Pride Tavern.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you can
I got
us.
Naked with Lions Pride Tavern. You,
there you go.
I
you
have
want that one.
Apron with that. Matt has the Goblin Gold Cast apron. And then I got us each coffee mugs.
Nice.
And it was so funny. The day before our coffee mugs came in, and we had 7 of 9 grandkids here, and one of them says, "Oh, can I use your Mac coffee mug for hot chocolate?"
No. No, you may not.
Be careful. Don't break it. They don't make that one anymore.
Right? Limited edition.
Well, I might be able to recreate it to a point.
No, you did. It's pretty close to what it was. So.
Good.
Mrs. Max, thank God Max, a limited edition.
Well, yeah. I like to hear that people got their stuff. Because I want to know what the quality is on this. This is a new store. We've never used these people before. I know the quality of the t-shirts was really nice. So I was really happy with that. But I need to know how things are turning out for you as well. Well,
I got to tell you, the aprons, one of the things I really like about the aprons is they are adjustable. It's not like you tie it behind your head and then you tie it behind your back. It's one big long cord string thingy that you can do, and you can make it fit you how you need it to fit.
Yeah, except Mrs. Mac won't let me wear nothing but the apron. So, you know.
Well, I'll go fry some bacon, Mac.
Yeah.
I said not outside at the grill.
Yeah, see, that was your problem, Mac. Your neighbors.
Specifics.
You know.
We're in a tight-knit community here, you know? Men.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Well, that's good to know, Mrs. Mack. I think, who was it? Dave the Lock.
Yes.
Dave, thank you. Dave, you were the one that bought the very first apron, and I think it's caught on.
Yeah.
So that
seems like it has.
I would like to get one that says, "Now go make something wonderful."
Oh, I can do that. I can so do that.
Okay. I was going to lead into this with my minute, but since we're here, we'll do it now. Oh my gosh.
That's what the Lions Pride Tavern Pharmacy, honey. Go make something wonderful.
Oh.
Mac.
What?
Mac.
Sorry, I can't help you, Mac.
You are just. I can't even say you're going to sleep out in the yard in the doghouse because we got rid of it. Oh, yes. And while Mac was gone, I got rid of a sofa.
Yeah.
I wanted new chairs.
Oh, my God. I love you so much right now.
He bought new chairs yesterday.
That is awesome.
Serious. We were out running errands. And he says, well, let's stop at the Lazy Boy store because we were in the same area. And, you know, we'll see who all still works there, because Mac used to work there. And we walked out with, you know, ordering two chairs.
I love the fact that Mac leaves for, like, you know, a few days and you're like, nope, we're doing everything. He's gone. Load it up. We're out of here, folks. We're getting a stove and we're getting monitors.
Yeah, well, the stove, I'm so pissed because it came in damaged. So now my install date on our new convection range. It's not just a stove. It's a convection range. I was told this today by the people from the store we bought it from. It will be here on the 23rd. So I am excited.
How bad was it damaged? Was it?
And not installable.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, the gas fitting at the back was all jacked up.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
because I got a really good deal on my refrigerator because they ran into a forklift.
It was a scratch and dent. Yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't hit anything. It was just cosmetic. So
yeah, and that's, this was not just cosmetic. This was no. I mean, nice. The installation guys are telling me, ma'am, you really want to send this back.
So. All right. So I'm gonna do.
Saying that to her. We need to send him back.
Oh my God! All right, I'm gonna talk about retail really quick about our raid. Lorelei's not here because we got to get on with our minutes. So we are in heroic, and on Friday we did 1, 2, 3, 4 bosses, but we couldn't kill one of them. We had wipe after wipe after wipe, and that was the forgotten experiments, and we just could not get it down. We got Kazara, we got Amalgamation, we got, what is this one? The Assault, that was the last one, right? No, yeah, no, did we get that one down? No, that was the one we quit on. That was the one we finished on. We did, we just pulled it once. So that was Friday. We did pretty well. I was pretty impressed. We only had 11 people. We weren't sure we were going to have enough for raid because Mommy and Legion, Casa, my son and my wife decided to go down to her mom's and help her mom out for the weekend. Just get everything finalized and stuff since after the funeral. Make sure everything's going good and so on and so forth. So they were gone. So my daughter and I raided and with 8 others, and well, 9, because then one more joined later. But so it was a really small raid, which I thought was kind of fun. It was harder. You know, they actually depended on me. I couldn't just watch TV. I had to actually do some shit.
Oh, man.
Right? So I didn't die a lot. Not as much as I normally do, because I'm normally watching TV.
I like the first time you died. It's like, oh, they have to arrest me. Hey.
So hey. I'm like, I was like, with only 11 people, I was like, I may get a res tonight. And then I died and nope, they didn't bother resing me at all.
They just left me on the floor. For a quality player,
right? So, but it was fun. It was fun. We didn't have very many people, but it was a blast. And then Mommy and Casa came for Saturday. They showed up. They took off a little earlier. They got all their stuff done that they wanted to get done. So they raided with us on Saturday. And on Saturday, we beat our head against the wall. But we did, let's see, we got the Forgotten Experiment. Did we do that one again? Or am I on the wrong log? Oh, you know what? Okay, so we had somebody else do logs, so their logs are identical to Friday. So, but we got a few more bosses down. The last boss, did we get the last boss down? No. Yeah, I didn't think so. So we were, you know, we tried our famous, we always have this, okay, this is the last poll of the night. everybody pay attention. And then we usually get the boss down. That didn't happen. But we got really close. We got closer on the last poll than we did on any other. No, I take that back. Poll number three, we did the best. So,
Stafford, yes. I have been told tonight, or let's see, tonight would be Saturday. They didn't get it down Friday night, but they got it. Y'all did experiments on Saturday night.
Okay, maybe that's what it is. Let me look.
Yeah, assault was Saturday.
Oh,
died
yes.
A lot on rash shock.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I'm reading the notes that are coming to me from mommy. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she wasn't even there Friday. So, but the experiments, yes, we did not get the experiments down. We had four wipes on it. And that was, and then we moved on to assault because we were just like, okay, we can't get that one down with only 10 of us. So we moved on to assault and then we wiped on that one. So, but we had fun and both nights were really a lot of fun. So,
and, you know, that's the most important thing is that we're having fun.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's what the game's for. It's not a right. job. It's not, you know, life and death. It's, well, it is life and
a
death,
game.
But it's a game, you know? So it's like a pistol.
I joined to have some 13-year-old guild leader yelling at me all the time. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. So I loved it when we had somebody went, what the heck happened there? You know, because we wiped. And Epistle, without skipping a beat, he's one of our main tanks. He goes, oh, we lost all of our hit points. I just love that. Yeah, our hit points went to zero. So we died. All right, guys, we are going to move on to our minutes. I can't say let's hear the music, even though I just said it. But right now, it's time to learn how to make money in World of Warcraft. Not real money, but goblin gold. So next up, Max Gold Making Tips.
You're listening to the Goblin Goldcast. I got mouths to feed, so let's get this thing started. Time is money, friend.
Yeah, we like goblin gold. Yeah. It's just like, wait, anyways, I won't go in that.
Thank you.
Hey, right now, we've got the experience boost in Classic. We've got a lot of people coming back into Classic with brand new tunes. Usually, it's a little harder at the lower levels to make gold. Right now, miners, if you want to make a lot of gold, 10 ore. It's easy to collect. I mean, it's a little harder to find, but there are some great places you can look for it. And 10 ore is going for 70 to 140 gold a stack. And for a brand new player, that's a lot of gold. So that would be my tip for this week. Go out, make a miner. If you're a new tune, gather up your 10, sell the ore in the auction house, make a lot of gold. And if you go ahead.
I was going to say, where's the best place to farm tin? In your opinion?
I'm not sure on the Horde side. What is it? Wetlands. Between Wetlands and Lochlinn, those are probably the two better places to find tin ore.
If you're a little lower level,
can't handle the Wetlands, Lochlinn out in that area, you can get it out there, then move over to the other side. It shares its spawns. It's not always going to be up there, but you can get a lot of it. And within a really quick time, you can get a lot of gold for a brand new tune. And if you have a special gold making spot that you'd like to share with our listeners, a suggestion, or if you have any questions, you can leave me a message at the Lions Pride Tavern Discord or email me at Mac, that's MAC, goblingoldcast@gmail.com. Or you can contact me on Twitter at goblingoldcast. And I'd like to thank Kevin McLeod for his music, Hot Rock, and Schaefer Bates for his awesome goblin voice during the intro. We'll talk to you next time. Then go make some gold. And I guess I'm going to have to change that from at Twitter. It's X now, right?
Yeah, yes. It is.
Yeah, I'll have to change that.
Well, what they say is X, formerly known as Twitter. It's kind of like Prince.
Yeah,
formerly known as Prince. All right. Next up, we heard about it with an apron. Something wonderful from Mrs. Max Frying Pan.
Longing for some dietary calm.
and welcome to this week's Mrs. Mac's Frying Pan, the portion of the show where I pass along your recipes. I recently received a recipe sent to me by Libs, and honestly, it looks really good. I wanted to give it a try, but I haven't gotten that far yet because, well, Mac was gone, and cooking for one person is not really my forte. So I am going to make it this week, because it really seems like it's going to be the perfect thing for cold weather, comfort food type meal. So, without further ado, birra tacos in the crock pot. You will need a chuck roast, a half a packet of au jus, 1 packet carne asada, 1 can of beef broth, thinly sliced onion, a half a jar of sliced pepperoncini with juice, and some shredded Monterey Jack cheese. You're going to put your chuck roast in the crock pot and pour everything on top of it. Just throw it all in there, everything except the cheese. Cover and cook on high for 6 to 8 hours or until it's tender. Once it's done, take it out of the crock pot and shred it. Now, this recipe called for low carb tortillas, but I'm pretty sure you could use just, you know, regular flour tortillas as well if you're not counting carbs. Take your tortilla, dip it in the juice that's in the crock pot. Then put your meat and your Monterey Jack cheese, fold it over, and toast it in a hot pan on both sides. Then you can put a couple of them on your plate, put your favorite taco toppings on like lettuce, sour cream, whatever, and go to town. I am also thinking about switching up the cheese a little bit. As opposed to Monterey Jack, maybe go with a more Mexican type cheese or crumble some cotija cheese.
Cotija.
Thank you. That cheese on top of it.
You could name your steak and you can't name your cheese?
Yes. Do you have a problem with that?
She named her steak Chuck. I just
hey, remember, she got rid of your couch, so... You're going to have to sleep on the floor.
I got her a new recliner.
He did. So, anyway, that will do it for this week's episode. As always, I welcome comments, criticisms, and cooking tips, unless you are married to me. You can find me on the Lion's Pride Tavern Discord, or you may email me at Mrs. Mac Goblin Goldcast. That's MRS MAC. GoblinGoldcast@gmail.com. Now, go have some fun and make something wonderful. And Lister, this is where I had the little note to tell you about the apron, but we talked about it, so... Anyway.
All right. Well, next up, speaking of, is Miss Lystra with Herding Cats.
And I won't cry if I ever die. My skills are quite a shock. 'Cause I'm a warlord. And I said, hey, I don't take crap. If I go, boom, I'll just have to use lifetime. People fear me when I cap. And I said, hey, I don't take crap. If I go, boom, I'll just have to use lifetime. People fear me when I cap. 'Cause I'm a warlord.
Hi! Hi, I'm herding cats over here too. Only mine are real. Sorry, the new kitten was like tearing things up. I had to stop him. Mrs. Mac, thank you so much for the rave reviews on the apron. I'm going to get you one that has your logo on it. In fact, I started working on it when you mentioned it, yanked it up, that kind of thing. People, go out, get your stuff for Christmas. Don't wait. These are great things to have for all those people that just love hanging out with us and doing the stuff. They'd love to have a sweatshirt. We have all kinds of different ones. You got the zip ups, you got the ones with the little root pouches in the front. I mean, go have a look. order some things, and it supports your favorite podcast. So go on out, have a look at the store. Fafford's got the link already set up for us. So go on, have a look. You're going to love it. Promise. Go ahead.
All right.
Don't be a dumb warlock either. And thanks for that last week, too, Mrs. Mack.
Well, Fafford got to it before I could. Yeah. I was just a little slow on the draw last week.
Oh, sweetie, me too.
All right. Well, last but not least, it's WFN News, Warcraft Fafford News. WoW tokens are at 348,000, up 2,000 from last week. And there's the bonus event this week is the Dragonflight Dungeons. So I don't remember doing any. I may not have when Dragonflight came out. I just was not in the mood. My wife ruined it by making me fly all these dragon races. I just couldn't stand that. She made me do them all. Anyway, the most exciting thing is on Saturday, the Great Gnome Race. From Gnomeragen to Booty Bay, you get to run as a naked gnome all the way there, level one naked gnome. Now, it says it starts at midnight server time, so I would imagine what you're going to do is just set up your own groups and then go from there. If it was anything like the last time I did it, there were 20 poles you had, you know, kind of like slalom racing. You had to go through certain locations. So you got to go through 20 of them and then you get an achievement. And if you missed one, you don't get the achievement. So, but you know, you follow their little route. They have little banners up and stuff. It's really cool. If you have not done the Great Gnome Race, Saturday, take some time next Saturday and sit down and do it. Just roll yourself up a level one gnome. You start off in Gnomeragen anyway with it, and then you take off running. Make sure it's got pink hair, right, Miss?
And do you know why it has to have pink hair?
Yes, for the same reason I'm wearing this cute little button on my collar. It's a little pink ribbon.
We have Tackle Cancer shirts that are out this month as well. So they're all pink and cute. So Tackle Cancer. Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm all for that.
Yep. I am too. I think that with our technology, we should have this beat by now. But there's no money if we cure it. So I get that.
I was about to say it's it makes them more money if there's not a cure. As long as we can keep you going.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a conspiracy theory, but it's one that probably has more truth in it than some of the others. Our world is run off of the dollar, and that's a shame because people make all sorts of decisions based on that instead of compassion. So my suggestion is don't be one of those people. Be compassionate and help out when you can. So guys, excellent podcast. We're just about a little over an hour, so that works out great. I want to thank everybody for listening and keeping us going 7 years. Wow. If I had a kid that was 7 years old, he'd be in school. So
just more proof that when Mrs. Mack says I never shut up, she's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I also want to thank Charm. She's let us use her music for 7 years. For our minutes, Miss Listra's Warlock Minute and Mrs. Mack's
Cooking Minute.
Cooking Minute, yep. Those are all songs from Charm. And then Vincent Moretto for his introduction. That's actually it's a heavy metal version of the song they play in the Lion's Pride Tavern. So I got a hold of both of these artists and asked them, can we use you in our World of Warcraft podcast? And both of them said, hell yes. Well, I interpreted it as that. But yes, they both said yes, which I was amazed because most artists were like, yeah, if you give me 50% of your, you know, money. And I'm like, okay, 50% of zero is, oh, zero.
Yeah, that's right. And so, I love Sharm's bit that, yeah, I love that.
I do. Yeah.
And I get that going in my head some days and I cannot get it out.
My favorite song of hers is the very end song that I play on every podcast, I Kissed an Orc. I get nailed every time on YouTube because it pulls up. That's a violation, but I retort it every single time and say, no, it's a parody song. It's not the actual song, I Kissed a Girl. So
I have not been violated, damn it.
Right? Yeah. So from all of us to all of you listening, thank you very much. And if you're listening at work, make sure you're doing your work too. But thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all next week.
I'll go make some gold.
Go have some fun and make something wonderful.
And don't be a dumb warlock.